Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. You can join us live on our Zoom church each Sunday at 10 a.m. or listen Sunday evening at 8 here on Blog Talk to our audio recording. And now let's prepare our hearts for worship and celebrate our God of love. Hello and welcome to our service of worship on this second Sunday in Advent. Our homilist today is yours truly, Archbishop Deb, and our celebrant is Archdeacon Sherry Grenier. And now let's take a moment to quieten our hearts and invite our loving Creator to be with us in this time of worship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
This is the collect for this second Sunday in Advent. Almighty God, who sent your servant John the Baptist to prepare your people to welcome the Messiah, inspire us, the ministers and stewards of your truth, to turn our disobedient hearts to you, that when Christ shall come again to be our judge, we may stand with confidence before his glory, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Last Sunday, we lit the first candle of the Advent wreath, the candle of hope. We light it again as we remember that Christ, who was born in Bethlehem, will come again to fulfill all of God's promises to us. The second candle of Advent is the candle of peace. Peace is a word that we hear a lot. It is one of the things that we hope for. Christ brought peace when he first came to us, and he will bring everlasting peace when he comes again. The prophet Isaiah called Christ the Prince of Peace. When Jesus came, he taught people the importance of being peacemakers. He said that those who make peace shall be called the children of God. We light the candle of peace to remind us that Jesus is the Prince of Peace and that through him peace is found. Peace is like a light shining in a dark place. As we look at this candle, we celebrate the peace we find in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the peace you give us. We ask that as we wait for all your promises to come true, that you would remain present with us. Help us today and every day to worship you, to hear your word, and to do your will by sharing your peace with each other. We ask this in the name of the one who was born in Bethlehem. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together. and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my body, all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as the signal to the people. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Psalms appointed between the elections is Psalm 72. I give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to a king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. May the mountains yield prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor. May he live while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound until the moon is no more. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. May his glory fill the whole earth. Amen and amen.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfast and by the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore, I confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. I love it when we come to this Sunday in Advent. I love Advent, but I love this Sunday in particular because we meet one of the most colorful characters of the whole Bible, John the Baptist. From the way in which he's described in Scripture, he is the polar opposite to his cousin Jesus. Yet we have both of them with this laser-like focus of purpose. John is loud, he's wild, he wears strange clothing, his diet is honey and locusts. Really, if we saw somebody like John on the street today, we might think of them as psychologically impaired. He was a sight to behold. He was magnetic, though. People flocked to him. He was wild and crazy, intense and scary. An encounter with him would have been memorable. John didn't care about his appearance. He lived on the edge. He picked fights with religious leaders. He had a deep sense of divine righteousness, was the messenger, the baptizer, propelled by a burning purpose. He is described vividly by Mark, Matthew, and Luke as this unusual figure who bursts onto the scene with passion and volume. He had a mission that consumed him. Nothing could deflect him from it. And what was his message? It was as radical as his appearance. His trust in God, the clarity of his message, soon began to touch people and transform them. Repent, he said to them, for the kingdom of God has come near. From the banks of the muddy Jordan, people found themselves hearing this stirring message, and one that was very controversial, unlike anything they'd heard before. He said, come and be cleansed. He called to the people, come, reconnect with God. Come and start fresh. In spite of his extreme image, people felt the passion and the truth of his words. Baptism was not unheard of in Judaism. It was a ritual for those converting to the faith and symbolized purification and cleansing. Through it, people shed their old path and became a follower of the God of Abraham. John's message was radical. It was aimed at those who were already members of the faith. It was an invitation to make ready for a new era, the return of the Messiah, for the fulfillment of the prophecy. So for John, it was all about the fullness of time, God's time. In those days, the people of God were under Roman occupation. Life was hard, often cruel. And people were looking for a sign. They were looking for that deliverer, the anointed one prophesied to be sent by God. And so John's reputation grew. This was no temple priest. He was like no one they'd seen before. When he exploded onto the scene with the bold message to come and be purified by baptism, to have a fresh start, to prepare hearts and minds for a great thing that was about to take place, people responded. They were fascinated. They were compelled, and they flocked to the river where he was because they were longing for a change, for hope, birth. It wasn't long before John was attracting great crowds, large crowds, who all came to be baptized by him. And in that baptism, they were given forgiveness of sins from God, symbolically purified by that water. They promised in that baptism to repent, to turn their hearts back to God, which is what repent means. It means to turn around, to turn back, to be refined by the powerful gift of that promise. In the waters of the river, John brought hope to every person who stretched out their arms and prayed to God for forgiveness and repentance. He told them how much they were valued by God. And when they stepped back onto the riverbank, John assured them that they were purified by that water, that their lives were transformed. And many stayed on as his disciples to help carry out the ministry. His notoriety spread throughout the nearby towns, and day after day, John invited people to return to God,
to give their hearts to God, to know how much they were valued. And so, as he carried out his work, they called him prophet. They called him Elijah. They called him Messiah. They were trying to figure out who this character really was. But he said, no, I'm just part of God's plan. I am the messenger. I'm preparing hearts for the champion of God. And he says that he was the one that baptized with water, but there was one to come whose sandals he was not worthy to untie. And he told the crowds that he was the one prophesied by Isaiah to prepare the way of the Lord. And so John became very well known. He attracted more disciples, and as he grew in prominence, he was seen as a growing threat to the Roman officials and religious leaders. He had no problem. We hear him in this passage from Scripture. He had no problem challenging the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the religious leaders who came to him to be baptized. He questioned their sincerity. He said, you're making a show of it. And maybe they were thinking they were keeping up with the trend. They wanted to look good in the eyes of the people. But John rebuked them. And he reminded them that the one who was to come baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. And he was, of course, referring to the Messiah who would come and judge those who had not repented, who had not offered their hearts sincerely to God. You know, we really need a voice like John's today in our world. As we look to the world stage, to the global unrest, to this crazy war in Ukraine, the political battles raging, the division among people, it seems that we've lost a sense of God's primacy. We hear a lot of talk about Christian, but it's wrapped up in this political flag. We've forgotten about God and God's intention. Dark forces appear to be dominating. People obsessed with greed, vastly wealthy people who are changing the planet, who are changing the way we look at each other, who are gobbling up resources and placing our fragile earth in peril. We see social umbrellas folding, basic rights, things that we've come to depend on are wavering, canceled. Christian values like respect, mercy, kindness, compassion, and love, no longer the order of the day in many places. We need a John the Baptist right now to smarten us up. We need a wild, passionate voice that will remind us what to do to regain the balance that we've lost, to dial down the negatives, to remember whose children we are. Are children of the Most High God. We should be behaving that way. We need a John the Baptist to reclaim the road, to make smooth the path, to call us to love, divine love once more. We need that voice, that sage voice, to tell us that we've sinned. But it's not too late. We can turn it around. We can repent. And when we realize that what we've done to separate us from our loving God, which is sin, anything we do that grieves God, we can turn to Creator once more with truly sincere and contrite hearts and say, forgive me. I'm so sorry. I really messed up. Forgive me for what I've done that's injured or offended anyone. Forgive me for not living up to the person you call me to be, for grieving you by my actions, my words, my behaviors. If every person on the planet, Christian or not, turned to loving Almighty God and said those words and truly meant it, we'd have heaven on earth. It would be a whole different planet. When we repent, when we turn back to God, it's like those strong Baptist hands immersing us in the Jordan, purifying us, removing all the things of the world that have held us back from our spiritual inheritance. We regain our deep binding connection with the source of all, whom we call our Heavenly Father. And when we burst through the surface of that confession, of that repentance, we are whole and we are new once more. We're made clean, forward in the grace of God, and we are inspired to spread love and grace wherever we go. So here in this action, in this repentance, is where we meet Christ. As we heed the voice of John in our hearts, in our minds, we prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ, it's Advent, and yet we will meet him everywhere, in the faces of those we meet, in the beauty of the sunset, in the sound of laughter, in the stillness of that stable at Christmas, where we reach out for that baby's hand. Heaven is here. Heaven is with us. God broke into our history at Christmas Eve. So as we journey through Advent, we are invited to turn our thoughts to that child coming into our lives at Christmas. We're invited to jump into the story, to journey with Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem, to marvel at a sky filled with angels and approach the stable where the baby is waiting. We know the end of the story. Our Savior has come. Advent offers us the time to look inward, to take stock of what we believe, to hear the Baptist voice in our own hearts. Are we walking with Jesus? Are we being the kind of person that he would call us to be? Do we need to hear John's call to repent, to turn back to our loving God and ask for forgiveness? Do we need to renew our baptismal covenant to turn our eyes to Jesus once more? At this season of Advent, God is calling each of us to prepare our hearts for Christ in a new way. We who have been baptized by water and the Holy Spirit are being asked to commit to the commandments that Jesus has given us. So today, let's make straight the path. Let's prepare the way. Let's show by our lives and actions the way of the Lord. We are being called to be like John in our own times, so that people may have their hearts turned, so that they may choose love and peace and joy and compassion. We are being called by Christ to be truly his disciples in the world. Show another way to be trusting and fearless in the face of this cloud of darkness. Emmanuel, God with us. The word of God is always with us. And this is the truth of our life. This is our purpose. John has led us to him, and our faith has been strengthened by his urgent call to reconnect with God and prepare our hearts for the gift divinely given. So this is what we're waiting for. As we seek the kingdom, as we seek that connection with God, with Christ, with the birth of the Savior at Christmas, then all that we have been waiting for comes to us with the kindling of our faith. Then all that we have been waiting for and the knowledge that God is with us, there's no room for fear or despair or jealousy or anger or worry or impatience. There's only room for love. There's only room for Jesus and the joy that he brings. There's only room for miracles and prayers answered. There's only room for worthiness and empowerment. So as we look to the manger, as we look to the moment when God broke into our history, let us also let Christ break into the mangers of our hearts. Know him, trust him, give him your fear, your pain, your wounds. We are refined by his love. So let him restore and renew you and bring that blessing to every corner of your life. The Savior is coming. Prepare your hearts. Let us make straight the paths of our lives, which leads to that stable in Bethlehem. And let us adore him. Amen.
As we joyfully await the glorious coming of Christ, let us remember in our prayers those who are in need or distress. We remember those who are ill, especially those who we hold in the quiet of our hearts. Praying for God's gift of a renewing spirit, let us offer our prayers to God, saying, Lord, hear our prayer. That our lives may be songs of praise and thanksgiving, rising from joyful hearts and proclaiming in every word we speak and gesture we make that God fills us with his holy presence. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all those in our world held in captivity or any form of slavery may find liberation from the chains that bind them and new freedom for their hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
that we may accept with courage God's anointing of our lives to share in the divine mission of rescue for the world, bringing justice and joy to all peoples. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may reverently offer in service to the world the ministry of light which we hold in fragile human hands. This sharing in the saving work of Christ the light, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the mercy of God, which lasts from age to age, may wash over us and bless us and stir up in us the bold courage to be faithful prophets in our world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send the Spirit of Jesus upon us, O God, that we may be your songs of peace and joy in this world. We pray in the name of the one who is in our peace and joy, Christ our Lord. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God, our strength, we are nothing without you. Receive all we offer you this day as you sustain us in your mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who placed their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. In the same way, he took the cup, saying, this is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me. Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
God of promise, you prepare a banquet before us in your kingdom.
Happy are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
The gifts of God for you, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Faithful God, we thank you for feeding us with this heavenly banquet. Help us always to hear the prophet's call to turn our hearts to you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God. Thanks for joining us for today's worship service. You can learn more about the Community Catholic Church by visiting our website at communitycatholicchurch.com. Please send your prayer requests to communitycatholic@bell.net. Until next week, may you be richly blessed by the grace of God.